he come from far, from far, from far to save the Lord. He come from far, from far, from far to save the Lord.
While we sing Hallelujah, Hosanna, there's another presence in here. There's other people singing, but we can't see them. Amen. While the sisters come, Hallelujah, oh, Hallelujah, oh, Hosanna, Hallelujah, Hosanna, oh, praising, pray. Hey, let's stand. Oh, hallelujah.
Bofuraka shevedzera
Tione
Mwari waka muti wenyarara
Tione.
Sorry.
Yeah, idea. It's a good idea. Amen.
Bofuraka shevedzera
Tione
Vanyu waka muti Iwenyarara Iye akati Ndora kuona Jesu
Mwari baba Ndione
Bofuraka shevedzera
Ndione
Chamwari zake Sika muti waku vachimiro Iye akati Ndezwe kwenyu izo
Ndora
kuona
Mwari baba ndione
Kutenda kwangu ngaku kumisei
Ndione
Kutenda kwangu ngaku kutonzei
Ndione
Dine chisue chemoyo
Ndione
Jesu.
Mwari baba ndione
Ndona kuona muweza wero
pa Ndione
Pitié de moi.
pitié de moi. Seigneur, aie pitié de moi.
À la fin, je peux te toucher.
Aie pitié de moi. Aie pitié de moi. Aie pitié de moi. Seigneur, aie pitié de moi.
À la fin, je peux te toucher.
Aie pitié de moi.
Show me the light of the hour.
Open my eyes,
and when
Lord,
I'm walking in the darkness,
open my eyes,
you show
Lord,
me light in the evening time.
Open my eyes, Lord,
I want to see Jesus. Open the eyes of this hour.
Open my eyes,
and when
Lord,
I'm walking in the darkness,
open my eyes,
you show
Lord,
me light in the evening time.
Open my eyes, Lord.
I wanna see Jesus.
Open my eyes,
and
Lord,
when I look, I know I will live.
Open my eyes, Lord. I want to see Jesus.
I wanna see Jesus.
Open my eyes, Lord.
I wanna see Jesus.
Open my eyes,
and when I look, I know I will live.
Open my eyes, Lord. I want to see Jesus.
Show me the light of the hour.
Open my eyes,
and when
Lord,
I'm walking in the darkness,
open my eyes,
you show
Lord,
me light in the evening time.
Open my eyes, Lord. I want to see Jesus.
Show me the light of the hour.
Open my eyes,
and when
Lord,
I'm walking in the darkness, show me light in the evening time.
Open my eyes, Lord. I want to see Jesus.
Amen. It's just a short song, summary of my life. I've come to believe. I've come to believe. There's no other way to live in this world but to live for Christ. If we all could behold His beauty in our eyes, then we realize our lives are hid in Christ. Not by man's mind, nor by man's power, but by my Spirit, thus saith the Lord. In this life's race, is not only to the swift, time and chance happens, God knows. I've come to believe there's no other way to live in this world but to live for Christ. If we all could behold His beauty in our eyes, then we realize our lives are hid in Christ. Now to us in this day, what's the new birth, personal revelation of Christ to you? He's the living Word that's revealed in you, the mystery of God now revealed in Christ. I've come to believe there's no other way to live in this world but to live for Christ. If we all could be all His beauty in our eyes. Then we realize our lives are hid in Christ. When last did you pray? Got a breakthrough? Did you hear from God? What said He to you? Did you hold to His word? Keep your trust in Him. Faith in His word is victory for sure. I've come to believe. I've come to believe there's no other way to live in this world but to live for Christ. If we all could behold His beauty in our eyes, then we realize our lives are hid in Christ. Show me the way, Lord. You are my guide. Without You leading, how could I abide? You lead, I'll follow. Right now, not tomorrow. Perfect joy You are, no more sorrow. Whoever can guess the words. I've come to believe. I've come to believe there's no other way to live in this world but to live for Christ. If we all could be all His beauty in our eyes, then we realize our lives are hid in Christ. One more time. I've come to believe. I've come to believe there's no other way to live in this world but to live for Christ. If we all could be all His beauty in our eyes, then we realize our lives are hid in Christ. Amen. Let's change the order of the service if we stand and we worship again. Amen. Hallelujah. Hello, life.
Hello, how we long to, we long to worship You. Hello, life. Hello, life. Hello, hello. Come to You in worship. No matter what the circumstance, oh, no matter what the situation, we will lift our, we lift our hope. Rise, hey, 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 hey. something keeps holding me. Every day I see, helping me faithfully to overcome my trials, guiding me constantly, giving me victory. He's a reality, for Jesus is holding me. The trials of this world were getting stronger. The faith was more than I could pay. Hallelujah. And I was on the verge of giving over. The strength within myself just wasn't there. Oh, something keeps holding me. Every day I see, helping me faithfully to overcome my trials, guiding me constantly, giving me victory. He's the reality. Something keeps holding me. Oh, something keeps holding me. Every day I see, helping me faithfully to overcome my trials, guiding me constantly, giving me victory. He's a reality, for Jesus is holding me.
Let's sing that song. What's that song? Jesus, help us. Okay. It's out of the mind. Let's. Amen. Hallelujah. Father of life, seated on your throne of grace, it's only by your mercy that I see. Lord, we ask, if we call upon your name, we and our families will be saved. So we cry out your name, El Shaddai, God of praise. Lord Most High, Jesus Christ. From you to live, we're only here to tell the world about your grace until the day you take us all away. So we cry out your name, El Shaddai, God of grace.
rely, Lord, we rely on you, only on your grace, Adonai, crowning praise, Lord, most high, Jesus Christ.
Good evening.
Amen.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
It's a privilege for me to stand again in front of you and share with you the word of God. As you know, that I was not supposed to be here. So, but this is the will of God.
Amen.
And the brother was asking me back there, what is the title of your subject? I say, I don't even have the title yet. Just to let you know that I was not prepared, or I didn't prepare these services. So because, as the pastor said yesterday, you know, what you prepared for people in New Zealand, it will be for us. But in New Zealand, I was going to preach to the youngsters and to the couple. So... So I prepare something else. And here we are in Easter meeting, so I have to find the face of the Lord to get something for you. So pray with me. So don't... you have to understand me if I don't really give you something good. So let's open our Bible. We are blessed this morning. Amen.
Amen.
By Brother Tom, and it was powerful since yesterday, actually.
Amen.
So we appreciate the Lord and see a man of God under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit speaking from his heart. And when the Holy Spirit is speaking to you, you know it.
Amen.
You know that this is not intellectual.
Amen.
This is God talking
Amen.
To you.
Amen.
May God bless him. And we're going to open our Bible in 1 Peter. The third chapter. Before we read, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, once again, humbly we bow before your presence to invite you, Lord, so that you can come down, Lord, and take control of my being, my thought. Oh, Lord Jesus, take control and speak to your people.
Amen.
You know that this was not our plan to be here, but you knew it.
Amen.
Before the foundation of the world, you knew that I will stand here, Lord. That's why, Lord, I surrender to you completely. Put me aside, Lord. Paralyze all my senses, my ideas, my thoughts, because everything that comes from man is just death. But your words are life. Speak to us and quicken this word to our souls, Lord, so that when we go out of this place, we can say that really the Lord blessed us. Bless the reading of the word and listening of the word. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
1 Peter 3, from verse 18 to 20. Verse 18:20. For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit, by which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison, which sometime were disobedient, when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was preparing, wherein few, that is, eight souls, were saved by water. We read, before we sit down, Matthew 28, verse 7. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall you see him. Lo, I have told you. May God richly bless his word, and you may be seated. So, as I said, I have to find the will of God tonight and tomorrow, what I could share with you. And I was led just to take something from Easter messages that the prophet brought. And that's where I took this scripture of Matthew 28:7. The prophet used it sometimes for go tell my disciples, or in the mighty conqueror. Amen. So I'd like to speak on that thought, the mighty conqueror.
Amen.
Amen. Because this day, Easter time, is a memorial to believers.
Amen.
This is one of the greatest periods into Christian history. If this day could not happen, I don't know where we could be.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
And God, when he decided to come and save human beings, this day, this period, I mean, the Easter, was the season,
Amen.
The period.
Amen.
That's why we celebrate it.
Amen.
Every year.
Amen.
It's a celebration.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
And as you know, God himself, even in the Old Testament, he wanted his people to celebrate
Amen.
Everything he does for them.
Amen.
He asked them to celebrate the Passover.
Amen?
Amen. Because he wants them to remember what he has done for them.
Amen.
Because you know, as I think Brother Tom was saying it, that human spirit forgets quickly.
Amen.
So God has to help human spirit to remember.
Amen.
And celebration of these of the victories remind you what God has done for you.
Amen.
And it keeps you closer to God.
Amen.
You remember when they he opened the Jordan, and he asked them to take some stones, and he said, when your children will ask you, what is this? So you want them to have a memorial, a testimony that God did something for us. Because when Satan will come and try to make you forget, then you come back here. That's why we need every one of us an experience whereby, even when you are going through troubles, you can come back to that experience.
Amen.
And then you are lifted up again.
Amen.
You are recharged.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
But without something we can go back to refer to, it will be very difficult for you. You'll be struggling.
Amen.
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 Memorial is very important.
Amen.
To remember something. That's why God also ask them to celebrate the feast.
Amen.
Every year they have to go and celebrate feast.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
But one thing is that people got lost into celebrations. They lose the real meaning of the celebration. And it become a tradition. And when it got to that point, it's become powerless.
Amen.
Lifeless.
Amen.
That's what happened with the Pharisees, with the Jews. They kept traditions. They forgot what God was bringing to them through those celebrations. It became a tradition. They start going, selling sheep, lambs, exchanging money. So it becomes just ceremonies. And when it gets to that place of tradition, God himself says it becomes stinking into his nose. There is no more sincerity that God requires. Every celebration is meant to bring you closer to God. Communion with God. To reconnect you. And when that is not done, then it's meaningless. We can fall in the same thing by just coming back about Easter meetings, and we forget. We should not let it become a tradition. Then we got lost like the Pharisees. How can you understand that serious parent, responsible parent, can get home and then realize that their son of 12 years old was not with them? And with all the supernatural that was surrounding Jesus, they know how important this son was. Mary knew. But she can get home and then realize that Jesus is not with them. Got lost in ceremonies and they left him there. Jesus is the word. Jesus is the spoken word today. They have to go back, look for him, and they found him where they left him. Can you say amen? Amen. So we must go back and we'll find him where we left him. Amen. Can you say amen? Amen? We should not let things become tradition. Amen. You know, I just have my 50 years not long ago, in January. And then one friend of mine is a colleague, a minister, he said, why you didn't celebrate your jubilee as everyone is doing? We are waiting for you to invite us and organize a big convention with your church about the jubilee. I said, no, I think I'm not led to do as everyone. Because I can't find any place where Brother Branham organized a convention in the church because he got 50 years. I'm not against it. I don't criticize it. I know that someone got inspired. Someone started it. Maybe he was led to do that. But now it's become a tradition. Every church, when the pastor got 50 years, they have to have a convention. And they call it jubilee. How 50 years of the pastor become a jubilee? Of the word. And we invite people to preach around that. We must be careful. We should then have every month a jubilee, because that brother, that sister getting 50 years, we must also organize a jubilee for her. The deacon, the trustees, not only for the pastor. So I told him, no, I'm not led, I'm not inspired to do the same, because I don't understand how can I put together the church with my birthday. But what I wanted to show there, it's traditions. We got easily caught into traditions. And we can think that it's God, but it's not. And one of the things that God sent William Branham to do was to break traditions. Amen. To free us from traditions. Amen. Because Jesus said, because of your traditions, you make the word of none effect. Amen. Tradition makes the word of none effect. Amen. We must be careful with ceremonies. We should understand behind everything that God is bringing to us, there is a meaning behind it. Amen. I don't say that we should not come for Easter meetings. We should, because the prophet did. But we must kept it in the thought of the prophet. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So that we don't get drifted away from the real thing.
Amen.
There is a spiritual meaning and application to Easter.
Amen.
That should be our first concern when we get to a period like this.
Amen.
To catch that spiritual meaning. Without the spiritual meaning of what is happening, we are lost.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
So, one of the reasons or one of the meaning of the Easter, the prophet in this sermon, he brought it, it showed us that it was that God wanted to show us that he was a mighty conqueror.
Amen.
And you'll find that he has brought quite a lot of these messages. The mighty conqueror.
Amen.
God wanted to convey the idea to us, the meaning, one of the meaning of this day.
Amen.
Easter, what that means for us. That God is a conqueror.
Amen.
He came to conquer.
Amen.
To conquer for you.
Yes.
Because without him, we can't conquer.
Right.
Outside of him, we can't conquer.
Amen.
He knows that we have many problems. We have many troubles.
Amen.
And he came to show us how to conquer.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
He came to conquer not one thing, many things.
Amen.
The things under which the sin put us.
Amen.
And I want to go quickly because I want to speak on just one thing, one small thing. But first of all, let's go through what the prophet is saying to show you. So today, when a man love to talk about men want like to talk about heroes, how they like to worship heroes. We appreciate that, but oh brother, there never was a hero like the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Never
amen.
You'll have a hero like Jesus.
Amen.
Then he said, after he has conquered, he sent to us the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And he said, take this, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, take this and fight with all your strength.
Amen.
Brethren, what a man tries to pick up something else. Let's take what Christ sent us and fight with everything that is in us.
Amen.
We don't have to be trained men.
Amen.
We don't have to be trained people.
Amen.
We have to be willing people.
Amen.
God wants willing workers.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
So, God conquered for us and sent to us the Holy Spirit. And he asked us to use the Holy Spirit and to fight with all
amen.
Which is in us.
Amen.
Do you know that Calvary, Golgotha, was the fulfillment of all the scriptures?
Amen.
Everything that God promised in the Old Testament, he fulfilled it at Golgotha. And the prophet said, when Jesus was upon the cross, many scriptures
amen.
Was fulfilled
amen.
Quickly.
Amen.
Fast.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
And Golgotha also was the type of the end time.
Amen.
Amen. Things that happened there, it was also a type of something that will happen in the end time.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
I'll show you. Let's first read something here. Amen. Then we'll come back to that. He said, you see, Jesus at the age of 33 had conquered death, hell, and the grave. Death, hell, and the grave. Oh, he was the mighty conqueror. When he was here on earth, sickness faced Adam's race. And one day, immediately after his ministry had started, he came into the house of Simon Peter, and his mother-in-law lay sick with fever. He just merely touched her, and the mighty conqueror had conquered that fever, and it left her.
Amen.
One day, a group of devils met him in a man by the name of the Legion, and they've been used to overcoming everybody so no one could even pass their way. They would go out and so possess this poor man until he would beat and break chains into. When those devils come on him, he could even break chains before that the devil give him that kind of power. But when Jesus came,
Amen.
He conquered
Amen.
Those demons.
Amen.
So you must understand that every sickness is conquered. So if you have anything on you, the devil is trying to tell you that you are sick, you are suffering with this, you got this and that, don't believe.
Amen.
Every sickness was conquered.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
There is no sickness. If sickness can have any power, it's the power you are giving to it, yourself to it. But no sickness had power on you.
Amen.
Not only he conquered all the sickness, every sickness, he conquered the demons.
Amen.
Do you know that the devil, Satan himself, is not omnipotent? He's not omnipresent. Do you know that? He's not omniscient like God. So the devil himself, to know something about even you, he have to send some demons to inform him. So he's not omniscient. Don't be afraid of the devil. He doesn't know everything. He needs to some of his intelligence service demons to come and tell him, Master, this is what is happening. And the prophet said, when Jesus was born, Satan didn't see anything. Said, what God did, Satan didn't understand. Then when he was having his meetings, morning meetings with his demons, they come to give him a report. Say, Lord, you know what? You remember that God said that you will be coming? Say, yes. Say, but I was there in Bethlehem. They say, there is a baby. He's born, he's God. Say, you foolish baby. So the devil could not believe. He could not understand that the God of heaven could become a baby. Why? Because God has to seal a mystery. Because if there is not a mystery, Satan will do damage. That's why he told John, don't write what the seven thunders said. Because if Satan got it, he'll do damage. So God has to seal. Can you say amen? Your life also is a seal. God has to seal you, so that Satan could not see that you were a seed of God. That one day you'll be believing this message, and one day you'll become God in flesh. Can you say amen? God has to blind him He thought you were just an ordinary person. You were not. So, God has to overcome the devil. He overcome the legions, all the demons. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And he said, okay, we'll try something. Since you say that he's born, so we'll kill all the babies. So we finish with your I don't believe you, but we can consider what you are saying, but we'll kill all the babies. Amen. Before he starts killing, Jesus was out.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
This is what God is doing.
Hallelujah.
He did the same thing with Pharaoh. Amen. Pharaoh killing the boys, baby boys, and God took Moses and brought him to one who was looking for him.
Amen.
What a paradox!
Amen.
You are looking for this man, for this baby, you want to kill him, now you are his caretaker.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
And said the devil didn't know that he is taking care of the one who will destroy his kingdom.
Amen. Amen.
This is how God
Amen.
Does things.
Amen.
And I believe it's the same thing with you.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
So he conquered the legions. One night on a storming ocean, when all hopes were gone,
yes.
The little boat was about to sink.
The
disciples saw Jesus coming, walking on the water. They got scared because they thought he was a spirit. That's the devil business, to keep you afraid of Christ. But it's the only salvation left for any nation is the Lord Jesus and the power of his resurrection. But people are afraid of it. But when the mighty conqueror stepped into the boat, the wind and the waves cease immediately.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Sometimes you go through the winds, the storms in your life, but let the conqueror
amen.
Come into you.
Amen.
He'll come everything.
Amen.
Can you say amen? So he conquered everything. Pleasures of the world.
Amen.
Sins. Everything. He was a great conqueror. When he was on earth.
Amen.
So from the start of his ministry, he started conquering.
Amen.
One thing after another.
Amen.
One thing after another. And then he came one day, there was the cross. He has to conquer death.
Amen.
And the cross was death. It was a symbolic of a public execution. He conquered that.
Amen.
It was not easy to accept to die innocently, that kind of death.
Amen.
He had to overcome, to conquer that, the prophet said. You see, men and women are not willing to suffer to conquer.
Yes.
But it's only suffering that you can conquer by.
Amen.
Do you believe it?
Amen.
So, he has to conquer death.
Amen.
As they put it, the brother Tom put it this morning, they wanted to help him so that he could not feel the pains and the suffering. He refused.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
He has to test the sting of death. He must test it. When that bee began to hum around him, he knew that death led just ahead of him. But he must conquer.
Amen.
That was the purpose he was born for. Was to conquer.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Not with an atomic bomb, but with a sacrifice life to Jehovah
amen.
God. He has to conquer death. You know, God and Satan, they make an agreement. That if men sinned by following my ideas, then I got power on him. I can sting him with death because he followed my advice. But if he doesn't follow my advice, you don't have any right to attack him as long as he's innocent.
Yes.
You got the right to sting only when he sins. But if he doesn't sin, don't touch him. That was their agreement. So no one has to break the agreement. And when Adam sinned, he brought all his race under condemnation. The devil had the right to sting all of us. One after another. And then one day, an innocent man came. Jesus.
Amen.
And God wanted to finish with the devil.
Amen.
He has to find a way. So he had to make the devil make a mistake.
Amen.
God has to provoke the devil to make a mistake.
Amen.
This is an innocent man. He never sinned.
Amen.
But at Gethsemane, when he drank the cup of sin, he becomes sin, but not sinner.
Amen.
The agreement was that when he is a sinner, then you can sting him.
Amen.
But if he's not a sinner, don't touch him. But when he drank the cup,
Amen.
He becomes sin.
Amen.
And the devil said, oh, now, finish.
Amen.
Then he came with his sting.
Amen.
And when he stinged, God said, Satan, what did you do? He said, no, but he's a sinner. He said, no, check properly.
Amen.
When he checked,
Hallelujah.
He noticed that it was not a sinner.
Amen.
It was the blood of God himself.
Amen.
Then when he wanted to take his thing out, he said, sorry. I said, no sorry here.
Amen.
The sting left.
Amen.
Was kept.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
That's how God came to deliver us.
Amen.
So he conquered death. Don't never be afraid of death. Death will never do anything on you.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Do you love him?
Amen.
Do you appreciate him?
Amen.
So when he died, the Bible, let's read. Let's try to read something. I want now to get to my subject.
Hallelujah. Amen.
In Matthew chapter 27, he said this. Verse 45. Now from the sixth hour, there was darkness over all the land unto the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is to say, my God, why thou forsaken me? Some of them that stood there, when they heard that, said, this man calleth for Elias. And straight away one of them ran and took a sponge and filled it with vinegar and put it on reed and gave it to drink. The rest said, let us see where Elias will come to save him. Jesus, when he had cried again, with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. to show that it was the hand of God.
Amen.
And the earth did quake, and the rocks rent, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the grave after his resurrection. And went into the holy city and appeared unto many. Now when the centurion, they that were with him watching Jesus, saw the earthquake and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, truly this was the Son of God. And many women were there beholding afar off, which followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering unto him. You see here, brothers and sisters, when Jesus cried with a loud voice and yielded up the ghost,
amen,
the Bible didn't mention something. It just said the grave were opened and many bodies of the saints came out after his resurrection. But it never told us when he yielded up the ghost. So people were asking themselves, what's wrong? He's calling Elias. Let's see if he'll save himself as he saved others. So people were asking questions. They wanted to understand. Even what we are reading, that the graves were opened, it's the writer who are writing it. But people didn't realize it.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
And he's writing it after the resurrection.
Amen.
But while this is happening,
yes,
no one knew.
Amen.
Here on earth, no one knew.
Amen.
But in another dimension,
amen,
something was happening. While here it was silence, can you say amen?
Amen.
Of 30 minutes,
amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
But in the other dimension, something was happening.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
His ghost, it means his soul, went into another dimension. Because the conquering didn't finish yet, he has to keep conquering.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
He went into another dimension.
Amen.
And there, that this is what we read now. Peter coming and say,
amen,
he went to preach to souls. That's my subject to you.
Amen.
And you must notice, this is the third poor ministry,
amen,
of Jesus.
Amen.
Can you say amen? This is happening in the third pool ministry. And he shouts with a loud voice, Revelation 10. Can you say amen?
Amen.
While he shouts, he emptied up himself. And when God shouted, he left heaven. The mighty angel came down. In heaven, it was silence. And the angels don't understand what is going on. Can you say amen?
Amen?
In heaven, no one understands, but in the other dimension, here on earth, the mighty angel came.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Because he has to repeat the same thing.
Amen.
Go to the souls. In prison. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Do you love him?
Amen.
Do you appreciate him? This is it was a type of the end time. Jesus never preached to the souls in prison in his first pool. He never preached to them in the second pool. It was in the last part of the third pool. Although he conquered many things, sickness, disease, problems, that was not important to him. But the aim, the greatest aim, the greatest objective was the soul of man. He came to conquer.
Amen. Amen. Do you love him? Amen. Do you appreciate him? Amen. Your soul is the most important thing. And I know that you don't realize it. Let God help me to make you realize it tonight. There is a difference between knowing that it's important and realizing that it is important. To know is good. To realize is better. Because then you can know how to take care of it. Are you with me? So you see, God kept that part of preaching to souls in the third pool. He didn't preach only to souls in prison. He preached also to souls in paradise. The prophet, he conquered hell, he conquered paradise. Paradise was the next thing. A place to keep the saints, the souls of the saints. But still, it was not their place. Because witch doctors could still come and manipulate your soul, as they did with the soul of Samuel, the prophet of God. So the devil could still come and manipulate your soul while you are in paradise. It's nice to be in a church, a paradise. But that's not your place. God has to come and conquer it. To put you in a safe place where Satan can't see you anymore. You become untouchable. Hallelujah. Very interesting to see how God did things. You look, he said this. He said, they pulled his little body with a stinger in it and laid it in Joseph's grave. But the Bible said, his soul, you are me with me, descended into hell. He still had to conquer. He still have to conquer. Amen. Amen. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Brother, we can be healed from sickness. It's good. But we'll die again with the same sickness. But the most important part of man is the soul. Once the soul is healed, is eternally healed.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So his soul, to preach to souls, God has to be in soul, in the soul.
Amen.
How wise he is.
Amen.
He left the body out there on the cross. He told Joseph and others, take care of that.
Amen.
Go and put it in the grave. That's not important for me now. But he went into being in soul. His soul. Can you say amen?
Amen.
His soul. Soul preaching to souls.
Amen.
Hallelujah. My. His soul descended into hell. He still had to conquer. He went and preached to the souls that were in prison. That repented not in the days of Noah. You must retain that. Very important.
Amen.
Those souls, they didn't repent. They repented not.
Amen.
So you have some souls who doesn't want to repent. And one day, they cross the line between grace and judgment. And once they cross, they can't anymore repent. Even if they wish to. Like Esau. like Judas. While it's late, it's late. So don't let that time come to for you. Repent now. Now, brother, this is the third pool season. I don't believe that the prophet just preached it. Souls that are in prison. Did you check when we read Peter? It says spirit, not souls. But it takes the prophet to correct the Bible. To say to us, it's souls, not spirit. But we read with you, spirits that are in prison. But he came and he said, souls that are in prison. And his soul went. Why? The worshippers in the Old Testament, when they gave sacrifice, but they went out with the same conscience, same desire. Why? Because the animal doesn't have a soul. So the soul of an animal can't come back on human. It doesn't coincide. But now, when Christ died, his soul can come back on you. Can you say amen? And take away your desire to sin. My God, this is wonderful. Do you love him?
Amen.
Do you appreciate him?
Amen.
And the prophet said, we got men, human beings, living in this channel of life. And above us, there is a trinity of dimensions. And downwards, there is also a trinity.
Amen.
Do you love him? Do you love him?
Amen.
And he said, some of us are influenced by the three dimension above.
Amen.
And the others among the people on earth.
Amen.
We are all of us human beings.
Yes.
But some
Amen.
Of us are influenced by three dimension from down. I say, upward. Oh, first, let's go down. Those sinners, they are influenced by the first dimension is the souls of the people who didn't repent. Then after that, you got the dimension of demons. Is that so? And then you got the dimension of the devil himself.
Yes.
It's upward. You got also three dimension. The first channel is also the soul of someone who died and raised the Holy Spirit. And then you got the other dimension. Which one? Angels. And then you got. So, you find people who are influenced by the Holy Spirit, the soul of Jesus.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
By the holy angels.
Yes.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
And by God himself.
Yes.
And while you find other people are influenced by the souls of people who never repented. So, if that soul that never repented come upon you, which life it communicate to you?
Hey.
A non-repentant life.
Amen.
So you find Christians who can't repent. Oh, no, not Christians. I say unbelievers who can't repent.
Amen.
Because they are under the influence of some souls.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Can you say amen?
Amen.
But believers, they are influenced by the soul of someone who can repent.
Amen. You see why?
Amen.
One day, God wanted to destroy Israel, kill them. Then Moses said, Lord, the Egyptians will hear about it. They say their God was not powerful to save them. That's why he destroyed them. And the Bible says, God repented.
Amen.
God repented. Can you say amen? Even Jonas, when he was angry with God, after God has forgiven Nineveh, he said, God, I knew that you are God of mercy, that you will repent.
Amen. Amen.
So even Jonas knows that God can repent.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Can you say amen?
Amen?
But you find other people who can't repent. Are you with me?
Amen.
They can't repent. Whatever. Because they are under those souls. So soul is very important, and the soul can come upon another man. According to the prophet, they are influenced by some souls. Can you say amen?
Amen?
That's why Jesus says to go, but in the soul. So he preached being in his soul. His soul spoke to those souls which were in prison. But it was too late for them. But to show you how important a soul is, even when it is in prison, God is still obliged to go and preach to the soul.
Amen.
How can you neglect people who are not even dead yet? They're still around. Don't be discouraged. Even if your parents don't believe, don't say no, they don't believe since I was testifying to them. No, brother. God could still go
Amen.
To those souls in prison.
Amen.
Don't stop, please.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Do you feel that Jesus didn't know that these souls are in prison? He knew he's God.
Amen.
He knew that they can't repent.
Amen.
They'll never repent.
Amen.
He didn't say, no, I won't waste my time to go and testify. He went.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
What a difference with us.
Amen.
We are quick to judge.
Amen.
Quick to condemn. Quick to reject. God will never judge anyone until he passed away.
Amen.
Why are you doing it before?
Amen.
If God can't judge anyone before he finish with him, why are you doing it? Never judge anyone.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
And here he can even follow them there, knowing that they will never accept it. But he can still go. He came down, preached to Cain, please repent. Do like your brother. We should reflect that quality of Jesus. Keep believing, because the soul is so important. If himself, who knows, can still go, what about us? We don't know which soul is in prison. We can't tell it. So let's go to them. Testify them to them. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Be patient with them.
Amen.
Do you love him?
Amen.
Do you appreciate him?
Amen.
But he said, he still had to conquer. He went and preached to the souls that were in prison, that repented not in the days of Noah. That's also conquering.
Amen.
When you can take your courage and still go to the people who are rejecting you, cursing you, spitting on you, you can still conquer, because he has still to conquer.
Amen.
Do you love him?
Amen.
Do you appreciate him?
Amen.
I want to show you the importance of the soul. Are you with me?
Amen.
Then he said, let you and I follow him for a few minutes. Now you get a view of what he was, We see him at Calvary conquer death. Here goes his soul down into the regions of the lost. Amen. To men and women, he opens the door of that black prison. And there was beautiful young ladies who dances themselves into place, into the place. So they dance themselves into the prison. Amen. There was preachers in there that turned down the message of God. Yes. Not only dancers, also preachers. In that prison. There was church members, atheist, Gentile, and Jew, all in that prison, that refused to hear a righteous man's message. Do you believe that we receive that message today?
Amen.
And people are doing the same thing. So he prayed to them. They refused. Then he said, okay. He opened the door. So they have the opportunity to get out. But they still refuse. Said, no, leave us. We are fine here. So to be in hell is a choice.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
They choose to stay. Then he turned. He went to the other side, paradise.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
And he knocked at the door and he said, I am he that Enoch spoke of.
Amen.
I said, that I could come. I am the virgin born son of God. I've just died on the earth and I've to witness to you that I'm fulfilling of that word.
Amen.
No mercy could be granted. These are to the prison. To the people. And the doors were shut. His soul descended into the very bottomless pit of hell. There comes a rap on the door. And the devil opens the door. And he said, oh, there you are. I thought I'd got you when I had Abel slayed. I was sure I got you when I got the prophet. And when I got John's head cut off, I was almost positive. But finally, you arrived.
Hallelujah.
I can hear him say, Satan, you've made your last bluff. I am the conqueror. My blood is still hot on Calvary's cross. You are not going to bluff them anymore.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You won't bluff them anymore. I've come down to say I've paid the price for their sins and their sicknesses. For the prophet said I've been wounded for their transgressions. And with my stripes they've been healed. I've come to tell you that you've lost the battle.
Amen.
The debt's been paid. Take the keys of death and hell off of his side and kick them. Kick him back into the furnace where he belongs. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
There's someone else waiting. So after finishing the prison, there's still some people there. That's the place called paradise. Where some more people were. And there were people who died under good faith. They loved God, but they couldn't go to the presence of God because it was under the sacrifice of animal. And animal blood could not atone for human blood. Do you see that when life is formed, it's a spirit in the blood. Amen. So the animal blood can't come back to human life. But when the Son of God, when that blood cell was broke, the Holy Spirit that was in him comes back upon the worshiper. There is no more conscience to sin. Is perfect, cleansed, and set free. He said, Satan, I've overcome.
Amen.
On up he goes to paradise. Let's watch him a moment.
Amen.
He's got to conquer paradise. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they were running around in paradise. So all this saints of all time, they were there running around. But they could not get the presence of God.
Amen.
Are you with me? And then when he went there, because he paid the price, so he has to go there and deliver them.
Amen.
There were souls in prison, but there were also souls in paradise.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
So he has to go there and deliver them, take them out with him, because the main objective of God is your soul.
Amen.
Nothing else.
Thank you.
And he did it well when he left the body up there. Because if he came with the body of Jesus into there, some believers could deny him. Because they could not recognize him.
Amen.
So he went in his that form of the soul, and every one of them recognized him according to the revelation of his age.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Every one of them has to recognize him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When Adam saw him, he said, "Hey, Eve, come. This is the seed of the woman." Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
And when Noah saw him, he called his people, "Come, come." You know the real ark. The positive.
Amen.
The ark.
Amen.
We represent it there. This is him.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
And the prophet said, then Abraham came and looked. Sarah, please come, come, come. Do you remember this one?
Amen.
See, yeah. The one who spoke about me and I laughed. So God will reveal to you according to your time.
Amen.
He could not reveal to Abraham as an ark. No. He could not reveal to Abraham as a rapture. No. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? Hallelujah. And when Joshua saw him, he said, yeah. This is the captain. The captain of the army of the Lord, living God. Can you say amen? Do you love him? Do you appreciate him? So everyone has to recognize him according. And we will recognize him according to the revelation of the end time. Do you love him? Do you love him? And Daniel, when he looked at him, said, yes. This is him.
Hallelujah.
The man who came
amen.
Down
amen.
In the lion's den.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
This is the stone that came out of the mountain without any help. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So he saw the revelation. And Ezekiel looked at it. Oh, this is the will in the will.
My.
Do you love him?
Amen.
Do you appreciate him?
Amen.
God comes in every generation according to a revelation.
Amen.
You were predestinated
amen.
To the last time revelation,
amen.
Manifestation of God.
Yeah.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
You must be a happy people.
Amen.
You have come in the most magnificent
amen.
Period,
amen.
Dispensation. All of them, they saw a portion of him.
Amen.
They just saw a part of it.
Amen.
They saluted from they greeted it from far.
Amen.
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 That's what the Bible said.
Amen.
They greeted from far.
Amen.
Because it was for you.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. From the time Adam sinned, God was resting in Adam. But when Adam sinned, God went out of him.
Amen.
And from that time, God never had a rest anymore again.
Amen.
Because the place of rest was man on earth.
Amen.
And from that time, God started traveling.
Amen.
God was on journey,
amen.
Looking for a resting place.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Can you say amen?
Amen?
That's why the Bible says Enoch walked with God.
Amen.
So it was a journey. They didn't say Enoch seated with God.
Amen.
He was walking.
Amen.
And Abraham saw him
amen.
Walking.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
He was passing by.
Amen.
And Abraham went and stopped him.
Amen.
Please don't pass me by.
Amen.
As we heard from the sisters.
Amen.
Don't pass me by, Lord.
Amen.
If I found favor with you.
Amen.
Stop here, please.
Amen.
And the prophet said, every child of God got that ability to detect the presence of God beyond the human flesh. All the suburb, the street, they saw Elohim walking with the angels. They even greeted them. But no one detected that it was Elohim. But Abraham had something in him. Can you say amen? A divine, a supernatural device to detect. Can you say amen? A supernatural receiver to receive. Amen. You can be touched by the supernatural, brother. You are different from those people. Can you say amen? Can you say amen?
I love you.
I appreciate him. And I love you. Because you are equipped with a supernatural, spiritual, divine device to capture God. Amen. Sometimes you don't understand. You can't explain, but you just feel a peace that passeth all understanding. Can you say amen? You don't have money, you don't have goods, but you just feel so good, a peaceful state. Hallelujah. What's that? A spiritual, supernatural, divine device. I love you because of that. It's not easy to believe this message. It's a supernatural message. It takes a supernatural being to recognize a supernatural message. To believe in a supernatural God. Hallelujah. You have what the world doesn't have. Never be sad. Just rejoice. Be happy. Because what you got, I will show it to you. You got something more important than anything else on earth. And Satan is trying to rob you from that. Don't allow him that. Can you say amen? My. The prophet said, every child of God got that sensitivity to feel God. To know that there is something supernatural behind this man. He's not a normal man. Can you say amen? Never men spoke like this. They said, because they captured something. Hallelujah. So, he went. Let me stop there just to show about the soul, and then we continue tomorrow. Amen? So, I was saying that, can you see how important your soul is? That God reserved to deal with it in the most important part of his ministry?
Amen.
Not in the first part, where everybody was coming, all the crowd, or where all the imitations were, the first pool. This one can heal, that one can heal. Everyone can speak about healing. Campaign this and that. God didn't want to deal with your soul in that part.
Amen.
That's how important your soul is.
Amen.
He didn't deal with your soul in the second part of his ministry. Second pool. No, there he was discerning the thought of the Spirit. Your mind. But when we come into the third pool, what did he say? It won't fail.
Amen.
This third pool won't fail.
Amen.
So when it comes to dealing with your soul, God doesn't want to take any chance.
Amen.
That's why when it comes to your soul, He comes down himself. He doesn't send Gabriel anymore. No angels. When it was about your soul to be saved, the angel came and suggested him many things. He said, no. This one, myself. In French, we say domaine réservé. And in English, we say what? Domaine réservé. So, you know, there's some realm where it's only the president himself can deal with. Exclusively for the president or the king. So God also, when it comes to your soul, the prophet say, give me your hand, brother, come. Come. He said, you see, I'm contacting your body to see your sick, your disease. So he contact the body, physical touch. Okay, thank you, Kenzie. Then he comes into the second pool. He said, I'm contacting your spirit.
Amen.
Doing the same thing he did with the Samaritan woman.
Amen.
But when we come to the third pool, he never said, I'm Hallelujah. Contacting your soul.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Because that is the domain of God.
Amen.
The third pool is God. That's why I say, when he comes into the temple, he says, we won't be two of us on the scene at the same time. One of us must decrease, one must increase. And he said, the steering wheel is taken out of my hand. I can't control anymore. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? Hallelujah! That's why in the rocket there is no steering wheels. The rocket, the driver in the rocket doesn't have steering wheels. Do you know that?
Amen.
The control, the astronaut are controlled from the center.
Amen.
A control center.
Amen.
Somewhere. Can you say amen?
Amen.
No more. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When we are there in the rocket, and the prophet says, you are spiritual astronaut. You don't control yourself anymore. Not my will, but thy will be done. No more steering wheels. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? You are spiritual astronauts. Not my will, but thy will be done. This is how you have to pray. When you pray, say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy will be, thy kingdom. Can you say amen? Thy will be, because you are spiritual astronauts. No more your will. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? Do you love him? Do you appreciate him? Praise be to God. Amen. Amen. My. We don't lead ourselves anymore. We are not our own anymore. We are sealed. And seal means ownership. Someone owns us. Can you say amen? We are sealed. And we are in the seal because seal means ownership. Someone owns us. We don't own ourselves. We belong to him.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
So what's my problem? Whatever happened to me, it's his will. I'm not afraid of anything. Because the owner will take care. Can you say amen? Of his property. Amen, 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 amen. Do you love him? Do you appreciate him? That pool is so important that no one.
Amen.
When they brought the ark into the most holy place, even those priests were working there, they ran away.
Hallelujah.
Take all the ministers out. Because now it's the time of God. This is no more the day of man.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
The day of man is finished. This is the day of the Lord. Can you say amen?
Amen.
I was in spirit in the Lord's day. I was in the spirit in the Lord's in man's day. In man's day. People are still struggling with men. This one is big. That one is big. Brother Joseph is big. That one is this. Hey, forget it. This is Lord's day. No Joseph's day anymore. Those days are finished. Can you say amen? God is stripping everyone away so that he stays there alone. So that his people can see him face to face. Because you are so important to him. He will never allow. You say amen.
Amen.
So he came himself. And when he came to that place, he said, Branham, what I need from you is only your body. No money. Just get aside. Let me do the job. So when he will come, say, good evening, friend. It was not Branham calling us friends. It was Lord himself. The Lord's day. Can you say amen? This message is not a man message. Don't be mistaken. This is not a man message. Check it properly. You'll see that it's not a Branham message. God has to correct him on many things he said. He said, if I was not in the study when he came, I could make mistakes. So it's not a man message. It's God's message. Can you say amen? Do you love him? Because you are so important. He didn't want to take any chance. Now, the problem is, God said, when we are lost, when man is lost, he's completely and that's why he came to save us. I'm finishing. I'll continue tomorrow. When he came to save us, we really needed salvation.
Amen.
And only God can save. Jesus came to save, and the people he came to save, they misunderstood him. In such a way, they killed him. Because they took his message as an offense. Or something that he wanted us to hurt them. But he was trying to convey to them salvation. But the problem is when you are lost. When you are lost, you are lost. You are in confusion. You are confused. You are distorted. You are perverted. Even your thinking are no more normal. That's why God has to send this message to help us to get out. God knew that even after that he has paid the price, shed the blood, but people will still be confused about their souls. First of all, I want just to give you an idea. Let me read just some quotes of the prophet. You know them. Just some sentences just to make you understand. He says something like you are already used to it. He said, let me die out to my own self. You have heard it. This is not the first time. He said, it takes death to yourself.
Amen.
To develop the picture of the image of Christ.
Amen.
You have to die to yourself. As long as I got some of myself there, God can't get in.
Amen.
The thing you have to overcome is yourself. An overcomer is the one that overcome the world overcome self. It's not you anymore. It's yourself gone. You are no more. You reckon yourself dead. I tore my own self up. So, you see, when you read things like this, we've heard about this, we have to die to ourselves. So it's become a confusion. How come someone has to die to himself? And when you die to yourself, what's happened now? Who's there now? Who's there? Because I have to die to myself. Then Jesus controls you. Controls who? That's where, when we are lost, we are lost. But when we say, I have to die to myself, it means we are due in there. We are two.
Amen.
This is what I want to leave with you tonight. Amen. You are two.
Amen.
There is I.
Yes.
And there is self.
Amen.
There is a me.
Yes.
And there is self.
Amen.
There is me who must kill the self.
Yes.
Are you with me?
Amen.
So that's where the victory comes.
Amen.
When we discern and understand,
yes,
that we are not ourselves. This was the mistake Satan trapped us in. This was a deception.
Amen.
We are confused that we are self. And if you touch to myself, I can kill you. But now with this message, with the word, we can now understand that there is two people in us. Me and self. And this self here must die. This self here, we must get rid of him.
Yes.
Who must? Who?
Me.
The soul.
Amen.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Amen.
When you say I, not when we say it under sin. Under sin, when we say I, it's a lie. The I, you say I, when you refer to I, it's not you.
Amen.
You are referring to self.
Amen.
And when your soul, which was made in the image of God, identifies itself with self, that's sin. Because your soul was made in the image of God.
Yes.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
It will be clear.
Yes.
Let me read the prophet so we can understand. The prophet said this. We have read this, I think, long ago, but I'll come back to it and I'll finish. Yeah. Do you love him?
Amen.
Do you love him?
Amen.
Do you love him?
Amen.
Listen to this. This is very beautiful.
Amen.
Looking at the unseen.
Amen.
Even the title itself,
yes,
is beautiful.
Amen.
When you look to the unseen.
Amen.
My subject tonight is looking at the unseen.
Amen.
We are taught that we have an outward man and an inward man.
Yes.
And the outward man looks by his eyes.
Amen.
And the inward man walks by faith.
Amen.
So we have to be led by one of these two,
yes,
persons. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is a beautiful, the beauty of having a prophet.
Amen.
He just take all the confusion away.
Amen.
We have to be led by those two, one of those two persons. Amen?
Amen.
Then he said, outside. Outward man is self. Dot.
Amen.
Outward man is self.
Amen.
Inward man is God.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
So you see what I told you?
Amen.
Man was made to be in the image of God.
Amen.
The inward man.
Yes,
the image of God. But there is something that get here between God and man, which is called self. And because of sin, we are lost.
Yes.
Are you with me?
Amen.
We are lost in our identification.
Amen. Yes.
We don't know anymore to identify with God.
Amen.
Can you say amen? So we start identifying ourselves with the outward man, which is self. And we refer to it every time. Me, don't play with me. This is my car.
Huh?
Understand that? Are you with me? So we start referring to everything outside as we. Brother, you know what? Did you ever come to ask yourself why we want things that last in our life? Who wants a marriage that lasts even only 2 days?
No.
My brother. Who wants a car that lasts 1 week?
No.
A Chinese car. Sorry. So you see, we go for things that lasts.
Amen.
We want everything that
lasts.
And if something doesn't last, it put us in a situation where we got frustrated. We don't want anything that doesn't last.
Yes.
A security must last long. And a bank account must be. Huh? You understand, even they say in the world, sustainable economy.
Amen.
They want something that will last.
Hallelujah.
No one wants to become old.
That's true.
Eh, brother? When the hair is going, you start getting stressed. Because you thought that it will stay there. Are you with me?
Amen.
People want things that last. There is a reason why we want that. Because Ecclesiastes say this. Let's read him. Ecclesiastes. Chapter 3. Verse 11. He hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he hath set the world in their heart so that no man can find out the work that maketh from the beginning to the end.
Amen.
So, in English, it doesn't come right straight away. Yeah. But in French, I think that the other translation, in French, it says, he put in their heart the thought of eternity.
Amen.
Although men can't understand what God does from the beginning. So the world here, it's not the world, it's eternity. It's set in their heart. Eternity. The thought of eternity. The idea. The sense of eternity.
Amen.
So man in his heart, there is a part of God, which is the soul. And that soul comes from God who is eternal.
Amen.
And that part tells man, you are here to stay.
Amen.
You are here to live forever.
Amen.
But man doesn't understand that. So he starts looking eternity in outside things.
Amen.
So that longing of things to last in your life, it's a right longing.
Amen.
It's a perfect longing.
Amen.
It's from God.
Amen.
But he put that so that you look for him.
Amen.
Who is eternal.
Amen.
That longing of living eternally.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Is there to attract you to look for God.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Can you say amen?
Amen?
And now we start looking God in outside things. We start grabbing things because we need some solidity to help us to feel that we'll stay here, we'll survive, we won't finish. But we are going to the wrong direction. We should come back inside of us. Eternity is just there. Can you say amen? My, you know what? Everything in your life changes. You don't have anything that stays.
Yes.
We don't have a continuing city here.
Amen.
Everything is fleeting.
Yes.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Whatever you like today, tomorrow you won't appreciate it.
Yes.
It will be gone.
Amen.
What you call today beautiful car, tomorrow you'll start laugh after it.
Amen.
Because nothing stable.
Amen.
Outside of God.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Can you say amen? And when you connect your sense of being to things that passed, you too, when that thing is affected, you too you are affected.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
When you connect yourself, can you say amen? When you identify yourself with money, when money is finished, your sense of being, it's gone. Because your faith relies now upon the thing you identify with. But when you identify with God, and God is eternal, it doesn't finish, it doesn't start. Can you say amen? So your condition also relies on eternity. Can you say amen? He put in them the thought of eternity. Stop looking for joy in the things of the world. Stop going after things, brother. Everything will disappoint us. Even your own body will disappoint you. Only one thing doesn't change in you. It's your soul. Can you say amen? From the time you were a baby, your soul never changes. That immortal part. Can you say amen? God wants you to reconnect yourself back to it. Most of us have lived half of our life without being connected perfect to our souls. And when we live here, then we realize later on, that what we're looking outside there, it has been always in here. Let me read 2 or 3 quotes and I'll let you go. Do you love him? He said,
Let me tell you something, my brother, sister. God revealed to you that I love you. He's speaking about denominations attacking, showing that all the churches will go into it in Jehovah Jireh 62, July. You see, then he said, let me tell you, after telling them that, he said, let me tell you something. My brother, sister, God revealed to you that I love you. It's not to be different. It's to be honest. Don't you take one chance. You wouldn't run a red light because of your body. What about your soul? Don't you cross one of God's red lights.
Can you say amen?
When you see a red light on the road, do you drive through?
No.
You say no, they understand. Yeah, when they understand, you are the other side.
Yes.
In the other dimension, we don't know which one. Prison or paradise. You don't say, let me try your LC. No, you don't play.
Amen.
Even when you made a mistake, you are almost gone. You stop.
Yes, sir.
Because of this body, which means nothing.
Amen.
You can't let anything harm it.
Amen.
And the prophet said, but your soul.
Yes.
We play with it.
Amen.
We explain it away.
Amen.
Oh no, this God will understand. They don't see me. No one is around here. Don't cross. Because when you cross those lines, the red, finish, prison, never come back again.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
When you go through a red light, your body will be away. And your soul the same. Listen. Now, I just pray that you won't fall out with me, but you'll just take the word and sit down and find out if that isn't true. Search these organizations, denominations. Go back. You owe it to yourself. Why? If there was something that was going to harm you physically, you would do everything in the world. Get lawyers, attorneys, everything else to protect yourself. Get a bodyguard. If your life was threatened, everything else, you would do it. See? What about your soul? Your eternal life is affected. My, this is a prophet of God. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Remember, your soul is so important that God dealt with it in the third pool part of his third part of his ministry. And now notice, but the world, they say, well, I belong to church, I belong to the assemblies, I belong to the four square. There it is, best I can do, take or leave it. If you picked up a plate of soup, you say soup, and it had a spider in it, you wouldn't eat it. You would sue the company that give it to you. That's right? That's right? You do it. You wouldn't eat it for nothing. But just let anything, any kind of any old dogma be passed down your neck in your soul. After all, that body is going to die anyhow. That's right? Yes, some time ago I was at a museum and they had the analysis of men that weighed 40 pounds, 50 pounds, 150 pounds. His body was worth 84 cents in chemicals. I had just about enough whitewash to sprinkle a nest, a hen's nest, and so much calcium and everything. All weighed up, it was worth 84 cents. There was two boys standing there. One said, the other one, to the other one, said, John, we are not worth very much.
Yes.
Are we?
Yes.
Said, that's right. I don't believe we are.
Yes.
150 pounds are worth 84 cents. So this body, we take care of. We are ready to do. If someone just say, look his eyes. Brother, can you kill him?
Yes.
But it's your eyes, it's not you.
Amen.
Because it's your eyes. So who is you? Can you say amen?
Amen.
You are not your eyes. Are you your eyes? No. So we are so interested in this body. We are ready to do anything. But it's only 85 cents. Now, you are not very much to begin with. But you sure care of that 84 cents. You dress it up. He said, you'll put a 500 mink coat if it and you put on it and turn your nose up. And if it rained, it will drown you.
Hallelujah.
You sure take care of that 84 cents.
Amen.
Yeah, brother. When you put like this, you know what? This is Yves Saint Laurent. No one can. You know how much is it? So you think you become something because of what you put on. This created by God, it's only 80 cents.
Amen.
And what about what man has done?
Amen.
If the creation of God is 85 cents, what about this? Because it's 1,000 euro or 500 euros, you think you will become something. So your identity is enhanced because of this. So without this, you are nothing. That's an insult to God. Because your soul down there is worth than 10,000 worlds. You find people in the church, they got a complex of inferiority. Because he doesn't dress like Brother Joseph. Because he doesn't have a house like Brother Joseph. Because he doesn't travel like Brother Joseph. You become complex? No!
Amen.
Traveling!
Amen.
Cars!
Amen.
Homes! Money! That don't mean nothing!
Amen.
You have inside there something more important! All the traveling around the world,
amen.
All the money,
amen.
Never be complex.
Amen.
Never have a complex. Never develop a complex.
Amen.
Be happy.
Amen.
Because of what you got.
Amen.
You got a soul, brother.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
My. Let me. But you got a soul. In that, that's worth 10,000 worlds. And let the devil cram anything down it and call it righteousness and religious instead of taking God's right way about it. That's right. Your soul is worth 10,000 worlds. Your body is only worth 84 cents. You drag it around.
Amen.
Sure, you take care of it. And you shave it. And fix it up right. Some of us take 3 hours to fix it up in the bathroom. But dress it up. But that soul, you sure won't dress. You won't dress that. Just let anything drag through it that wants to. You can't dress your soul. Ah. So the soul also can be dressed.
Amen.
And I don't know how many of us knows how to dress it.
Amen.
You got this Yves Saint Laurent. You got the Gucci, the Garucci, what, I don't know. The George Armani, the Gautier, the Hugo Boss, the Dormeuil. Do you know which? Huh? What you call it? Which
brand, your soul dressed up. Is dressed up with?
Yes.
I don't know if many of us dressed it up. It's just naked. May God help us.
Amen.
How can we neglect something? I'll show you maybe tomorrow. How important is your soul?
Yeah.
And if we understand that, we'll stop all the nonsense.
Amen.
And invest all we have with in our soul, brother.
Amen.
The devil has deceived us. Deceived men, preachers.
Amen.
Believers, church members. May God help us.
Amen.
You want dressed it up? Give you a spider in that?
Yes.
Yeshua, you sue. Huh? You sue. Huh? You sue the restaurant that give it to you.
Yes.
But the church can tell you, shake hands with the pastor, say you believe in God,
Amen.
Worship, and that's all you have to do. We know that we like to see everybody well. We like to see people that's hungry to be fed. But you know, the soul is the most important thing of anything in the mortal. Cause that the thing that lasts forever. I'll stop there. Brothers, sisters, the most important thing in human mortal, the soul. That was my subject.
Amen.
May God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Let's stand, saints. That's food for thought, saints.
Yeah.
That's not something you want to just dismiss and continue on in your foolishness. That's something which has serious consequences. So I think it really does. Let's sing that song. We didn't sing it for a while, but George, if you can come. What would you give in exchange for your soul? It says, brother afar from the Savior today. That's a naked soul. Risking your soul for the things that decay. Oh, if today God should call it away.
Amen.
What would you give in exchange for your soul?
Oh,
then it continues, says, but mercy is calling you. The voice of the blood has been speaking to you tonight. Won't you give heed? Must the dear Savior still tenderly plead? Risk not your soul. It is precious indeed. What will you give in exchange for your soul? Really think of the words as we sing, saying, don't leave your soul naked as you go from this place.
Brother, afar from the Savior today, risking your soul for the things that decay. Oh, wait to take a shoe. Exchange for your soul.
What would you?
What would you?
What would you give?
What would you get? What would you give in exchange for your soul? Oh, if today
God should come in a way,
what would you give in exchange for?
Should call it.
prophet was speaking about altar calls. Really think of your soul with this. And the prophet says, you know, I don't so much believe that altar calls are scriptural. He says, because you find a person, a man, trying to persuade somebody, saying, you know, your mother died praying for you. You see what Brother Joseph was showing there? The soul is the realm of God.
Amen.
He deals with your soul.
Hallelujah.
We don't want human instrumentality getting involved here. If he speaks to you through his word, you respond to the word. That's what he wants. He doesn't want us to come and plead with you and make put tears on your cheeks and that. No. That's the wrong realm.
Amen.
The Bible says as many as were ordained unto eternal life, they believed.
Amen.
That's God's way. The voice that he speaks through his word. If he's spoken to you today in his word, God's never going to speak to you any other way. You're never going to have God closer to you than when he's speaking to you through his word.
Amen.
That's God himself dealing with your soul. If something is stirring you within the veil tonight, don't leave this place.
Hallelujah.
Don't leave this place without responding. That's all that he wants. You respond to him. I don't know what he said to you, but you know what he said to you. I don't know what he's dealing with you within the veil, but you know what he's dealing with you within
Hallelujah.
The veil. So you need to deal with him about the things that he's dealing with you. Don't run the red light, friends.
Amen.
Let's not leave these things to chance. Let's sing one more song. What's the most important thing? Hold to God's unchanging hand. Don't worry about these other things. Hold to God's unchanging hand. That's what he calls us to do.
Time is filled with swift transition. No time earth unmoved can stand. Oh,
hands. You know, there's a time in the message where the angel of the Lord came down. And the prophet, he called for an altar call. But the way that he did it, after the preaching of the word, it was just so simple. He just put a challenge to the souls of the people. And he said, you people that haven't received Christ the way that he should be received, which is with all your heart, a genuineness from your heart, desiring salvation. He said, raise your hands. And there were some young people who put up their hands. I've said it before. You might think, but what difference does it mean when I put up my hand? And then after the altar call, I came to a prayer line. And some of those young people came into the prayer line. And one of them came and stood before the prophet, and the prophet said, I can see that you responded at the altar call, because it's still all light around you. Ah, friends, imagine that. Imagine somebody came to that meeting in darkness. Somebody came dark. And through the preaching of the word, when God himself came down and said, Adam, Adam, where art thou? And they responded to the voice of the Master, to their Father, to their Savior. And they just, something was moving in their heart, and they put their hand up and said, Jesus, I receive you. I receive you. You're dealing with me. I respond to you. Just that act. They went from darkness to light. And when they came before the prophet, he could discern that straight away. And he could see their spirit now was a welcoming spirit. It was a spirit that welcomed the Holy Ghost. It welcomed the dealings of God. If the Lord's been speaking to you tonight and was a powerful message, friends, that was a wonderful and a powerful message, and you want to just get it right now, you know inside of your heart it's not right. You know you can fool yourself. Your mind can tell you many things. But you wanted to respond to Christ himself. He's been dealing with you. Raise your hand to him and say, I respond to you, Lord. You know why I'm responding, Lord. This is just between you and me. This is nothing to do with man. This is something taking place within the veil. And if you really mean it, my friend, he's going to take you seriously, because you've taken him seriously. And you just respond to that. Let's sing one more song. Let's raise our hands, saints. Let's just come and worship. Just be praying inside of your heart and saying, Lord, just deal with me. Lord, finish it up, Lord. Lord, let this be a turning point. Let this be a from that time, Lord. It's only you that can make the difference. Let's sing one more.
You are, that's what I long for. A heart that follows up after thee. Oh, a pure heart, a pure heart. That's what I long, that's what I long for, my Lord. A heart that follows after me. Oh, a heart that hides your word. A heart that hides your word. So that sin will not come in. A heart that's undivided. One you and reign. A heart that beats compassion. That pleases you, my Lord. The sweet aroma of worship rises from your throne. Oh, a heart that hides your word. A heart that hides your word. So that sin will not come in. A heart
heart that's undivided, one you and reign. A heart that beats compassion, that pleases you, my Lord. A sweet aroma of worship arises from.
Unite in prayer, friends. Maybe tonight, don't pray for yourself if you're a believer. If you've received grace inside of your soul, why don't you pray for those that haven't? Why don't you pray for your children? Why don't you pray for your brothers and your sisters? Even as Brother Joseph was preaching, we can get so judgmental sometimes, but God, friends, will pursue someone to the last breath. God will be there. He'll be persuading and He'll be working. So why not submit ourselves to Him tonight, and let's come before Him in a prayer that's surely pleasing before Him. And let's come into that place of intercession. And if you've raised your hand, you pray for yourself. And may God have mercy upon you. Let's all pray. Heavenly Father, even upon this night, Lord, I do pray. I thank you, Father.
Father, we thank Thee for your favor, Lord, this night. For your mercy, Lord, that's ever shining, your grace. Father, to deliver, Lord, even unto us a word, Father, in due season, Lord, a word in due course. Father, Lord, we never, Lord, even expected such, even upon a night as this, Lord. But, Lord, you are merciful, Father. Oh, God. It may be, Lord, even in these two individuals, Lord, that are holding back, Lord. Father, your return. We ask your grace, Lord. We ask your mercy, Lord Savior. But, Lord, you brought them here, Lord. Just sojourn with us for this portion of time. And it's our responsibility, Lord. Father, oh God, it's Lord Savior constrains us, Lord. Father, Lord, to pray them in line, Lord Savior God. We ask your mercy, Lord Savior God. Steer them, Lord Savior, from the regions of the lost, Lord. Father, oh God, Lord, to that upward path, Lord. Father, to eternity, Lord. We ask in your grace and your mercy, Lord.
Mercy rewrote my world. Mercy rewrote my life. I could have fallen, my soul cast down, but mercy rewrote my life. God's mercy, mercy, rewrote, 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 mercy, rewrote my life. I could have fallen, my soul cast down, but mercy rewrote my life. My heart had lost its joy and its song, till grace placed me. I belong in mercy, rewrote my life. Mercy, 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 mercy. I should have fallen.
for children tomorrow, bro? Okay, so there's Sunday school for children tomorrow. Adult Sunday school, Bramax. Do you want? Okay. Service as normal. Let's come 10:30 tomorrow, saints. And may the Lord bless us once again. I'm really looking forward to the second part of that message. Friends, that was wonderful stuff. Thank you so much, bro. May the Lord bless you.
Hallelujah.
I'm glad you didn't go to New Zealand.
Amen.
I'm really glad. So God bless you for that. Let's sing one more song. Let's sing that one once again. His throne has come down. You know that one? But let's sing it. I'll ask Brother Will, come and close for us, please, bro.
Surely around it His throne comes down. Surely around it The door to heaven is found. And we
same again for us, Lord, how the enemy had tried to fool us, Lord, to go after the things of this world. But Father, how thankful we are for the message of this hour. Lord, we are so thankful, Lord, Father, for the word that was preached today, Lord, and yesterday. Father, we thank you that you have moved mountains to get it to us, Lord. You had to delay a passport somewhere, Lord, just to make this evening the way that it was, Lord. Father, that's moving mountains because you care for us, Lord. You cared so much, Lord, that, Lord, even to die on the cross, Lord, you went even beyond that today, and you had to take a man and move him outside, Lord, and use him tonight to bring your word to your people, because you are so interested in our souls, Lord. How thankful, oh God, may you help us tonight, Lord, even as we leave this place to start to see things not from the realm of self, Lord, but that, Lord, we may move beyond self and go into the realm of the soul. And Lord, if there be any that are still led by self, Lord, may you help them tonight, Father, that they may crucify self, Lord, that the soul may begin to express, Lord, and identify with the Master. Oh, Lord, we ask for your grace, Lord. You have shown us the way, Lord, and we are responding tonight, Father. May you help us, oh God, that, Father, even as we will gather tomorrow morning, let it not be selves gathering here, Lord, but, Lord, let us go beyond selves. Lord, let the souls of the redeemed gather, Lord, and that you may speak once more to us, oh God. May you help us, oh Father. We pray and thank you, Lord. May you bless our brother Joseph, Lord. May you restore strength unto him, Lord, that tomorrow when he comes again to stand before your people, you may move him away, Lord, and that you would speak once again, Lord, not only in the ministry of the word, but that, Lord, even the song leader, Lord, when he comes, may you use him again tomorrow, Lord. Father, oh God, that we may continue to celebrate
celebrate, knowing why we are celebrating. Lord, help us, Father, that we may always remember what you done that day on Calvary, Lord. Father, and you went beyond, Lord, to redeem your people. We thank you tonight, Father. We glorify your name. May you help us to go home, Lord, that our meditation, our fellowship, everything we do, Lord, let it be a continuation, Lord, of the same spirit that's here tonight, that when we come tomorrow, we don't have to start from way down again, Lord, but we just pick up from where we are, Lord, into the realms of your presence, Lord. Bless us, Father. We pray for our visitors, Lord. May you be with them also. Even our brother Tommy, who's gone back, bless him also, Lord. Father, we commit him to you and his church. May you visit them also tomorrow, Lord. We commit everything to you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen.
God bless you, saints. Safe journey to the saints from Norway. God bless you. Safe journey to Brant. Greet everybody there from us. God bless. Let's just continue singing that same song as we dismiss in Jesus' name.
Surely you're around here.
Sorry, before I forget, the clocks changed tonight. Now we know we have a tendency of being late. So we have a tendency tomorrow, if you're not careful, of being another hour late. I know the iPhones, the Galaxies, they'll change automatically. But if you want to just check out, you've got to put your clock 1 hour forward tonight. So you're going to have 1 hour less sleep tonight. So let's not forget that. Amen. Amen.
Surely around here,
this world.